The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning on this Labor Day. My gosh, 2024, is it laborious?
No.
Labor Day.
Labor Day, we're laboring.
Well, we're going to give a little information about what is Labor Day, when did it start, and why. So, KCNR 96.5 FM, good Monday morning. It's the second. Yes, actually, if you're writing your checks on the first, or, you know, just pay attention, because, boy, did that sneak up over the weekend.
Yep, September 2nd, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, David's in here this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Do we have an international day today?
Yes, it is international, National Labor Day.
Yeah.
National Labor Day.
And it is also Hummingbird Day.
Oh, you know what? They were looking for food the other day. They were swarming me. We have to make some more.
Wait, yes. Well,
you.
We, all the way home. Yeah, we have four hummingbird feeders that have been... got the beautiful hand-blown glass ones that they just, I think anybody who really feeds their hummingbirds regularly with the 1 cup sugar and 3 cups water, just the old, like, old-fashioned way to make it, no red dye, is that they just like the old cheap, you can go to Walmart and get the old regular ones with the red bottom and the normal top. You know, however you find one of those, it seems like those are the ones that they gravitate towards. The pretty ones, not so much. So, before we go to the weather, Labor Day was observed the first Monday, in September. Labor Day is an annual celebration of the social and economic achievements of American workers. That's why we celebrate today. The holiday is rooted in the late 19th century when labor activists pushed for a federal holiday to recognize the many contributions workers have made to America's strength, prosperity, and well-being. Well, there you go.
Looks like Adele, one of your favorite singers, if I understand this right, may be taking a break from entertaining. Says that I will not see you for an incredibly long time. Hmm. She's got 10 more shows scheduled for Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Our friends went residency to see her twice in Las Vegas.
Yeah. She says she's planning a lengthy break after her Las Vegas run. But I will not see you for an incredibly long time, and I will hold you dear in my heart. So...
Well, you know, sometimes after you've gone out,
she lost a lot of weight.
Yes, she did. She became, she really did. It's almost like a different, like her whole persona is, I mean, I'm sure her heart isn't different, but anyway, so I will say that sometimes after you're out doing it all the time, you lose your juju. You can go out, yeah, you get the thrill of going out, and, you know, you're performing live and you're doing all that, you're singing the hits from your fans. But if there's a spirit in you that wants to just woodshed, as they used to say in Nashville, you go in, you go down, you go under, and all you do is just write and create. You gotta get really quiet and you have to get removed. Now, Dolly Parton, on the other hand, is constantly writing. A former drummer of mine in Nashville toured with her, and he said that she'd be up at 2:00 in the morning calling people, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? So she's prolific, and no matter where she goes, she could be in her motorhome or driving her SUV or whatever it is, or ATV around her ranch, but she's just one of those prolific, constantly. It's just oozing out of her. Going back to Labor Day, the first labor holiday was celebrated Tuesday, September 5th, 1882 in New York City in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. The Central Labor Union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later on September 5th. By 1894, 23 more states had adopted a holiday, and on June 28, 1894, President Grover Cleveland signed a law making the first Monday in September of each year a national holiday. Now let's get to the weather. Today it's going to be around 89 degrees. Oh, my goodness. Are we looking at the right one?
I saw another one that said 93.
But
it's not as hot as it was.
No, 66 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be – where do we see – did we look in the paper? Where did we look at each other and say, look at how hot it's going to be this week? And it was like at 105 and 106. Really? So here, this is the National Weather Service as of 521 this morning. Hot tomorrow with 99, Wednesday 102, Thursday 104. Well, there it is. And Friday 104. So we've got hot days ahead of us. Clear skies. There's no thunderstorms or rain along the way. No big winds, according to... and according to this Monday forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather each and every time that we read it. They are a veteran-owned business. They've stayed, if you hear the commercials, love the commercials because they've been, you know, sought after and wanted to be bought by big corporations. And they just really want to keep the model, their model, of how they created it in this family environment. And I just, you know, I applaud that. We were talking over the, so 365-3793. But we were talking over the weekend, Carl, as, you know, we're just looking at how much things are changing around this. You know, restaurants closing, businesses closing, friends leaving. And I don't mean that in a sad and a morose way. It's just things are really changing. Haunts that you love to go to, and
you broke a bowl.
Yeah, three things I broke yesterday. I mean, I'm sure it's probably, if we had Sandra Jennings on, she'd say why. But I mean, I'm cleaning some crystal champagne flutes, and I just tapped one corner of one shattered. A Pyrex bowl that I've used for years, just it didn't slip. I think it hit like the granite countertop.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was I put a cup that I've had since 1993. I have this group of green cups, coffee cups. Put it in the microwave, and it broke.
Well, you put it in there for 2 minutes, and which really made it hot. And since 1993, what? How old is that? 30-something mm-hmm. years old? And you've had these cups for that long. That could have been it. It could have just – that was – it was its day.
You know, we don't like to think about that because things that we love, that's just it. We like to, we have faves. And I've carried those green cups around with me for a long time because it's just a perfect way to drink coffee in, you know. But I'm just saying.
You still got a lot of them.
Things are changing around us. That's where we started.
Things are changing.
Wow. And it's happening fast.
And, well, you know, we say it's happening fast, but if you look back and see a lot of these things that have happened to our country, it's been going on for years. But now we're starting to really reap the whirlwind of this. In California, people are leaving. People we know that, you know, they retire and they're gone. Some of them don't even say anything. Well, they do. I mean, hey, we're leaving, and they're moving to other states, sometimes not far, some, you know, into Nevada. Some of them are clear across the country, Tennessee, the Carolinas, Florida, Texas. Nobody's moving to New York that I've met, that we know. Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. Gosh, there's at least four people I know that have moved to Idaho, and then some of them are moving to Oregon. So, you know, they're leaving California because they've had enough. And now with this newest gas procedure they're talking about, the Republicans in the Senate down there, head of the Republicans in Sacramento, are saying we've got the chances of having a 50-cent a gallon gas raise. Yeah. So, you know, this is getting to be a little weird when gas already at the cheapest place you can find around here is like $3.95.
Yeah, a little. I mean, it's
$3.98.
I think I may have gotten a $3.84 sometime.
But that was a while ago.
Yeah, and so filling my
find
tank.
It now.
You know, I go down to Sacramento to help out my folks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just,
all over
$4. It's $150 to get back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, by the time I stop and maybe get a little, like a bite to eat, and I could take my own food, but it's usually 120 to just drive back and forth, you know, make sure they're okay.
Oh, it would be more than that on my truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then that's if you can find places where the gas is under $4 a gallon. You get down into Sacramento, and that's impossible anymore. Now you're trying to find it under $5 in Sacramento. So, yeah, things are changing, but we're reaping that whirlwind of giving California, making it a one-party state where they can make these laws like, we don't like the idea of people voting with paper ballots, so we're just going to make it illegal. And then they pass it, and there's, I mean, whoever writes it up, they write it in there, and they just, boom, they pass it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. All these other things that they pass that has a huge impact on people. Letting illegal aliens, illegals, get into the home buying market. Who pays for that? Well, I do. People listening do. Everybody pays for that. And you get, you know, $150,000 worth of down payment and low interest loans and all this. So, I mean, come on, for first time home buyers. Oh, that's a good idea. Well, how about for people that aren't here, that don't, how about for your California citizens? Once you get every one of them done, then maybe you start thinking about it. Why don't, you know, then, you know, this just, you know, driver's licenses and then some, and two of the, in two city municipalities are letting illegals vote on school boards. But, and back in New York, they're talking about letting them vote in every election. So it's, we are, yes, we're reaping what we have sowed. And is it too late? I don't know if it's, you know, we'll see with this election if it's too late to kind of at least stem the tide, at least for a while. Let's take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
PSA to Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During session one, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During session two, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Labor Day, the 2nd of September, 7:21 in the morning. About 62 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by a business that is shut down today. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. But when it's open, it is our bank. Yes. It's a local bank, only 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and the newest branch down in Anderson. They're sponsored for many local organizations and events. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more by just either walking into one of the branches or bankcornerstone.com. San Francisco 49ers, first round draft choice. Number 31, he was 31, he was in the first round. Guy, his name's, I think it's Ricky Pearsall. Yeah. Was shot in an attempted robbery downtown San Francisco. He had been in an autograph signing, extravaganza for the, at the Cow Palace in nearby Dale City, and he was coming out and he was attacked and, was shot and was wounded in the chest by a 17-year-old who has been captured and booked as a juvenile. And the former San Francisco Giant player said the place is a crap hole. He says it's dangerous. It's crazy in San Francisco. So, I mean, this is I don't even know what to say. San Francisco, I lived in San Francisco. I lived outside San Francisco back in the 60s, late 60s. And loved going down to the city out of Burlingame.
Japanese tea garden.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the observatory. Even during the Summers of Love on Haight-Ashbury. And
beautiful streets, Chinatown.
Oh gosh, down in Golden Gate Park and these other parks.
Beautiful theaters.
Yeah, there was no violence. There was all these people. The streets were clean. I think the only person I saw was a little strange was this guy that would take his soapbox and literally get on it down in Market Street, Market and Union or something like that, and he would talk about things. But there wasn't, it wasn't anything, nothing like it is today. And now you've got to ask yourself, now that the Supreme Court said that cities can actually take control of their property, what's going to happen down there? Are they going to start taking away these tent cities that have shut down, the farmer's market down there? Pretty much have shut down. And I mean, down there where you catch the cable car on the... what is it, down there in Fisherman's Wharf?
Yeah.
I mean, there's businesses closed down there.
Absolutely.
And major businesses pulling out of San Francisco, and as they are out of California for a variety of reasons, but crime is a big reason.
Well, when we went down there to, Carla surprised me. It was a wonderful surprise.
I have to remind you of that.
Yes. And I go to make the bed or unmake the bed, and under the pillow were tickets to Hamilton. I went, oh, you know, because that just, you know, warmed my heart. So we go down there, and he arranged the whole thing, a room, get down there, drive, and we're going to see the show the same day. You know, where you drive, see the show, and then spend the night, leave the next day. So we walk around Old City Hall. The theater that we were seeing at was close to, everything was walking distance, so we went to Old City, the City Hall, and witnessed how many people were getting married, and it was beautiful.
I think we became part of one of the ceremonies.
Yeah, did, probably, you know, we probably photobombed a few of them. So we get back, and it wasn't so bad at this point. We just knew that we did have to walk through this area where there were a bunch of, drug, but they were nice. Like, hey, you know, hey. They weren't like touching you or fleecing you or anything like that, but you knew that you were walking in, so, you know, you better get your game on. Just have your awareness around you. So we came back, and the guy at the desk had said, wow, you just made it in time because they're going to be closing down Hamilton probably tomorrow because of COVID. This is right at the onset of COVID. Between, we got there maybe at noon, and we were, when we got back to the hotel, got dressed, you know, got in our theater clothes, walked down to the druggies again.
But you're stepping over them. Yep. There, it is just a total mess.
Yeah, it was gross.
And this was daytime,
but
too.
You weren't walking in your poop, but still.
Well, but it was
stinky.
It was during the day. And I didn't think about it, but after the show was over, we're going to have to walk back there during the night. And so yeah, that would have been interesting. So anyway.
So we get there, and, you know, this is about San Francisco. So we get there, and the gate, you know, the metal gate was down. They were closing it. We were like, what? We're sitting here with our tickets. No, the mayor, within the last two hours, the mayor decided we're closing everything down.
Everything that has over 1,000 people that could be there. So
we weren't the only ones. I mean, we drove in from Reading. People were flying in from Colorado.
They had, like 10 security guards, pretty big boys out there. And, but they were really polite. And it was like, sorry, you know, you'll get a refund, which we did almost immediately, online. And but walked back down through the gang.
Mm-hmm.
And then grabbed a cab, and we had a real nice evening. Anyway, we went up, and it wasn't crowded anyway. We went top of the Mark, and then had a cab stop as we came out of it.
Right.
Said, you guys need a ride? And it's like, when have you ever had a cab drive up to you in San Francisco and say, hey, you need a ride someplace?
Right. Did you see, we've talked about this before.
Because nobody was out
it's
except
us. It's been a long
us.
Time since we've talked about this, but I will tell you that the servers up at the top of the Mark, and then we went across the street. I can't think of the other place.
It was a luau.
They were like shell. They were shell shocked.
Yeah,
the eyes of
it was
the people,
like us.
Well, because these people make a lot. They bring down a lot of bucks. If you become like the bartender or the server, they bring down some bucks. And
they were not happy.
They were just like. I mean, they just got the information. It's like the death of a friend, you know. And we experienced it wherever we went. Like, we were all like, well, we're here, and we came. And so I guess they were trying to figure out, now what? You know, they were shaking their heads. Some of them couldn't even make a cocktail in time, even though we're the only ones in the house. Wasn't that just the oddest?
It was.
It's like the day the earth stood still.
It was. And then when we were leaving to go back to our hotel, had no problem getting a taxi cab that night either. So San Francisco. But, you know, I mean, it's, again, it's been coming on for years. And when you get a whole government, starting from the feds down, start acting like, you know, crazy people, then the rest of us have to pay for that.
Now, I performed there at the St. Francis, and I performed there through about a year period of time, maybe a year and a half period of time. And before it took over, Michael Mina's had come in, but it was Compass Rose, and they had a wonderful little area. People would come specifically to have a martini. And, you know, it was beautiful, old school, have a martini before the theater or just a martini. And this one woman would come every week with the beautiful hat on, and they would just have a cocktail, dance, and then leave. So, like, maybe, I don't know. And I was thinking about these people who probably live close by, live in an old school apartment that probably has been their family, exactly. But, and I would walk down, I walked to the Coit Tower, I would walk around all the time while I was there. Sometimes it would be a 5-4 day run. And, I never felt fear. But this was in 2000.
Yep. Well, like I said, things have changed. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by another local business, Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst, locally owned business, locally operated business, and nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Horst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, RV, 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
To say what's impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel a change in everything.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the difference clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning. On this Labor Day 2024, it is Monday the 2nd of September. My goodness. Okay, so we're coming into fall, and I just want to remind everybody, you know, that and we're going to be going out in a couple weeks, that Holiday Harbor is still they usually go until October. I don't know the exact closing date, but if you were thinking about it, now that Labor Day is over and you wanted to go out for a day or two or just a day or go for a weekend, now's the time you're going to get a good deal and you're going to not be with a full lake. And, you know, I love
365 miles of shoreline. It's great.
Why not? I mean, look at it now. It's going to be 104 this week. So don't you want to be in the water and on the lake?
Yeah, and it's beautiful out there, and Holiday Harbor has just great facilities, great boats, super friendly people, all those things. They found the Israelis got really close to rescuing six hostages that had been held for 11 months, and Hamas, who had these people for 11 months, murdered all six of them, including the American whose parents had appeared in a number of I'm not sure if they were there. Yeah, they recently spoke
at the Republican?
No, the Democrat National Convention.
Okay.
And Israeli, you know, here's the thing is, they have something, you know, when you have a hostage for a long time, you have, you know, there's obviously, you know, they form relationships. So I don't know if there's some other guys came in or did, or the guys that supposedly had relationships with them just murdered them. And you want to deal with Hamas. This is how Hamas deals. They deal in bullets. Or as Steve McQueen said in The Magnificent Seven, we deal in lead. And that seems to be the only thing Hamas seems to understand. And I'm, you know, you have these anti-Israeli soirees going on college campuses, anti-Semitism, you have all of this thing. And I just don't understand it. Are people so stupid? And I'm beginning to believe maybe that's it, that they think Hamas is somebody you can deal with. You can't deal with Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They killed the equivalent of 40,000 Americans when they came into Israel. Captured 200 of them. They've still got 101 missing, many of whom may be dead already, but they will not come to the table and bargain. They won't do any of this. And people are blaming it on the Israelis, and it is just, imagine a terrorist organization coming in across the border and killing 40,000 Texans,
at a fair,
big state fair, coming in there and killing 40,000 Texans,
children.
New Mexicans. Well, for one thing, in Texas, there have been some gunfights going on there. You know, Texans will not go down easy. And then you find out in Israel, you couldn't have guns, couldn't have concealed carry. Well, they changed all that. so that Israelis could have guns.
I always thought that was different.
I think if you're an Israeli military or in the reserves, you can have guns at your house. But just the average Israeli, they can't. Well, but they changed that law, as they should. Yeah. I mean, you're living with terrorists next door to you. You might want to be able to protect yourself. Or what about this? What if they'd come across the Canadian border and moved into Minnesota and had a shootout? Or New York and done this? And then you want to, and then capture, the equivalent probably be like 400 or 500 Americans or 600 Americans and take them back across the border. Think about this. Yeah. That's what you're dealing with is terrorists. And can Israel wipe out Hamas? No, they can't wipe out Hamas, but they sure can bang them up and dent them and take out their leadership, their middle management and more to put them back 10 years, 12 years before they could even, before they could start launching things again. And the only thing you're doing is buying time because you're never going to eradicate it. Well, there is a way, but nobody wants to do that.
Well, in headlines today, it made me think about a couple things that we are discussing, and mass extermination is one of them. And this happened to Poland on Monday, which is today, held a state burial of the remains of 700 victims of Nazi Germany's World War II mass executions that were recently uncovered in the so-called Valley of Death in the country's north. It says that the remains of Polish civilians, including some 218 asylum patients, were exhumed in 2020 to 2024 from a number of separate mass graves in the outskirts of a town called, I can't, Chognis. Personal belongings and documents helped identify some 120 of the victims of execution in early 1945. Now remember, my parents were born in 31 and 33. 1945 was just a few years before Carl was born. This kind of stuff was happening. Among the...
Wait a minute. What did you say?
45. The victims of an execution in early 1945, among them were teachers, priests, yes, policemen, foresters, postal workers, and landowners.
Mm-hmm.
After Nazi invaded Poland in 1939, executed some of the civilians, the remains of another 500 victims are from the January 1945 execution when the Germans were fleeing the area. You know, when we think of 45, many of us, the romance of the films of what's going on in Hollywood, and I don't know what flips in your mind of that era, but this kind of stuff was happening.
Yeah, the war wasn't quite over
and
yet.
Were we even... Yeah. Were,
well, I think at that point that we had found the Americans and others had found the concentration camps and started seeing the results of fascism, Nazism, and the madness of the people that were running these places. How you can just exterminate? I have problems understanding
the people who held out the.
The problem I have is that I've watched some really good documentaries about these prison camp guys. And some of them to this day believe, hey, I was being ordered to do this. And there's something wrong there. And they never spent any time in jail or anything. They live openly in Germany. And, that this had been their job is guarding and pushing people into extermination, into the showers, and then the way they treated these people. You can't understand it. We can't understand it. But somehow, back then, it was made to appear to be okay.
Yeah, Poland lost 6 million citizens, or a sixth of its population, of which 3 million were Jewish in the war. The country also suffered huge losses of infrastructure, industry, and agriculture. You know, it's interesting because I had a friend in Nashville, and he was Polish, and he was an older, probably, 30 years my junior, and was one of the old-time media guys in Nashville. And he took care of his Polish he took care of his Polish mom. And, you know, you think about some of these, when they had, mass executions of, like the Armenians, when they came in and what did they call that? The great, when they came, with the Armenian population, they came through and tried to exterminate Armenians. The Turkish.
Yeah.
As well as,
yeah,
like the Jewish, we hear, we're still experiencing this right now with the Jewish population, the Catholics. How many groups of people have been wanting to be,
gypsies,
now, and now Republicans?
Gypsies, the mentally ill, any, yeah, of these people were put to death.
Genocide?
Genocide. Yeah, genocide's word.
Total
thank
genocide.
You.
Yes, thank you. Well, the state of California. Let me see what else we have. Oh, we have to take a break.
Yeah, we it's flying
be,
by.
Yeah, we will be right back.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:50 in the morning here on September the 2nd. August. We lost all control of August.
Labor Day.
It just blew through, and it's Labor Day, and we're here. You know, we always work on Labor Day. We always have. For 14
and I'm like,
years.
I'm looking at Carl like, are you sure you won't?
Well, it has to
thank
do.
Thank you, David.
It has to do, yeah, and David.
Glad to
and
be
guess
here.
Who's here at 8 o'clock? I'm very excited you just walked
James
in.
James Masada.
Yeah, and yeah. We've got the Enjoy magazine, and we're going to find out what's going on in their world, and I love that.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top rated hospitals in the United States, a teaching institution that has 22 residents over at Shasta Regional. What's that mean? It means they've got 22 physicians going through the residency program that are working not as just as hospitalists there at Shasta Regional, but working in local clinics, including the VA clinic. I think they're out there now. And the ones that we've interviewed here on the show all say they want to stay in Reading. And I think that's great. This and them being the cutting edge of technology, our next door neighbor had a TAVR valve replacement.
Yes.
And we were talking about it yesterday. We were over at their place for a little while for Labor Day celebration. And he's talking about it that... you know, he said, well, I heard what you said. He said, I wasn't really walking on Saturday. He had it on Thursday, release Friday. He said, I really wasn't walking miles on Saturday. He said, okay. But I was walking around. And he's up to 4.5 miles now. And he goes, and he tells me stories about it. But imagine this. It used to be they'd have to crack your chest open to put a new valve in. Now, right up the artery, into the bad valve spot. Takes its place, and there he is. And, it's changed his life, of course. And they're good friends, and we were happy to see that. So that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. All right. You want good news or bad news? I'm trying to find good news. I frankly am trying to find something that is amusing. And it's just, oh, well, I tell you what, if you're a USC fan,
ooh,
last night was a great night for you. If you're an LSU fan, not so much. We have friends, Howard, this is for you, down in Texas. Now he's a California boy. He's a surfer.
Yeah.
And they just talk about friends that moved. They live down in
Orange County.
Orange County, but where is that? Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
They had a place on the water there where, you know, you could bring in your boats and all this. Howard was a surfer. He was a marathoner. He was all these things. And but he was a USC fan. Dyed red.
Right.
I mean, he bled gold and red.
Although he didn't attend USC,
His son did. But
went to film school.
They would travel to the away games.
Yeah,
I mean,
were a big
wherever
time.
They played, they'd go. Anyway, so Howard's down in Texas now. They moved to Texas and love it there. I mean, they just got up, sold their place, and said we're going to Texas.
Right.
There they went.
Now, one of the sons, who, by the way, found out yesterday, you know, he's a
cinematographer.
Yeah, cinematographer and works on series, probably lots of series that you've heard of. He's been like the camera number two under the director, so AD on some things. Well, he just got a job offer to go to South Africa for 6 months on a series that's going to be filmed there. So he's going to go.
Yeah. He and take his wife and kid.
Take his wife and kid, but his 18-year-old boy who's attending college will stay back. And anyway, so they live in Texas, moved from California to Texas. So they did have family. My girlfriend has a couple smitterings or, you know, of other family members that are there that are long-lost cousins that live there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And but their son lives close by. And Carl was asking me, well, what – I said, imagine that you lived in Reading and they might live in Cottonwood. It would be like that kind of, you know, Carmichael as opposed to my parents in Granite Bay. You know, maybe 45 minutes to get there.
Okay, cool. But what we were saying is he's a USC fan.
Yeah, big time.
So college football started, and when I heard that he was, that they said, oh, he's going to watch the game on Sunday, I immediately went, nah, there's no college football games on Sunday. Well, I was wrong. Anyway, the game literally came down to the last 8-10 seconds. USC scores, wins the game over 13th ranked LSU, and the LSU coach lost it after the game. In the in the news conference, he was so upset. He said, he said, we had them on the ropes. We couldn't finish. He says, not only that, but we had these, they had two personal fouls, where, including targeting from one of their defensive players on a USC player that moved them from like the 40 down to like the 15. And he said it was, those are selfish penalties. Those are ones, selfish. Ooh. When you do something like that, he said, that's just selfish. He says, it's like the team on the sidelines. Oh, we're ahead of 4 points with, you know, 40 seconds left. We're going to win. You know, he says, it's like they've just lost. He says, it's my fault. I'm the coach. But trust me, I am going to bring a new sense of winning. And I could just see these guys are all going, uh-oh. Come Monday.
Well,
now, some of these players are making players are making $1 million a year.
Did they get sloppy?
They did.
All right.
When you get a targeting, everybody knows what targeting is, and this kid came in and put lowered his head and nailed the USC player. Didn't knock him down or anything, but he hit him with the crown of his helmet. Oof. And it was obvious. I mean, from the get go. And it cost him 15 yards. He gets tossed out of the game. And then in the next play, with like 8 seconds left, USC runs it in for a touchdown. So I knew Howard, so I sent him a text. Said, I'm doing backflips for you, buddy. So.
Yeah. It probably helped him heal a little faster.
Yeah. So.
A little quicker. Yeah. He had major back surgery. Well, no, hip surgery. And what had happened is he had a hip replacement, and one of the parts of the hip replacement was either the wrong size or it was malfunctioned. And so that for 2 years, whatever was in there was
pinching
a nerve.
Can you imagine? Now, Howard's got a very high pain tolerance.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, he has a high pain tolerance. So it finally got to him, though, after a couple of years. Yep, just like Buford's out there rolling around, making noise.
Making noises today, I don't know.
Okay, when we come back from the news, we have James Masada from Enjoy. And we really look forward to this because their magazine lays out things that are happening for the month, all these different places. And this month it's called Urban Rhythms.
Mm.
So,
a bunch of kids on bikes and scooters.
By
the way,
tomorrow at the Reading City Council, they're going to talk about appointing a committee all of a sudden to look at the Reading Rodeo getting an extension on their lease. They're going to form a committee. This was
who's they?
Reading City Council is going to form a committee to look at this extended lease. They're going to vote on the extended lease on the 17th. So if you are available, and I heartily recommend, if you want to see the Reading Rodeo stay where it is and actually get a lease where they can then acquire the funds with a long-term lease, there are people out there wanting to give us money, but not without a long-term lease.
Right.
To give us time to build it and expand it. But tonight or tomorrow night, they're going to be there to discuss it. So if you're a fan of the Reading Rodeo, it might be good for you to show up tomorrow night about 6 o'clock and, just be there and listen to what they want to do. Anyway, what else? Oh, we went to the Sundial Bridge yesterday. We haven't been down there in a long time and took Buford down for a walk. And they've got all of these vendors out there. They have it's like the farmer's market's going on. It was a beautiful day. There were hundreds and hundreds of people out there. We found out that Buford is not scared of the water. Jumped into the water, well, up to his chest. And
well, we still had a leash on him. So,
and these, and these geese were swimming by. And I thought, is he going to want to go out there and chase geese? No. He goes, that water's deep enough where I am right now. But it was beautiful. And if you're thinking about something to do on a Sunday morning, you get up and go to church, you're like, well, going down to the Sundial, it is really, really, really nice down there. And if you want to eat at Mosaic, you may want to make a reservation. But if it's not, anyway, we'll be back right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
President Biden had to cut short his latest Delaware beach vacation. He's back at the White House for meetings with top advisors on the Mideast. As follows Hamas's murder of six hostages, including American citizen Hirsch Goldberg Polo.
I've spoken to the American hostage. I spoke to his mom and dad. And we're not giving up. We're going to continue to push as hard as we can.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston.
The Situation Room meeting will include the President, Vice President, and members of the U.S. hostage deal negotiating team. They will discuss efforts to drive toward a deal that secures the release of the remaining hostages. Several Democratic lawmakers have renewed calls for an Israel-Hamas ceasefire, while some Republicans are criticizing the President and Vice President for not giving stronger support to Israel.
And a life-saving public health campaign has gotten underway in Gaza.
Palestinian health authorities and UN agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory that's been ravaged by war.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma says the goal is to vaccinate some 640,000 youngsters under the age of 10 across the Gaza Strip. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia has launched an overnight barrage of drones and cruise and ballistic missiles targeting the capital, Kiev. The attack came as youngsters prepare to return to school following their summer vacation in Ukraine. Defending champ Coco Gauff has lost in the U.S. Open's fourth round to Emma Navarro, 6-3, 4-6, 6-3. It was an All-American matchup. And on Wall Street, the financial markets closed for the Labor Day holiday. The markets will reopen tomorrow for the first trading day of the new month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word prepare to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text prepare to 989898. That's prepare to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Germany's migrant crisis cited as a key reason for a political upset in regional elections.
This is an unprecedented victory for the far-right alternative for Deutschland, but many Germans with an eye on the country's Nazi past view it as making history of the wrong kind. In Thuringia, the AfD is officially classified by domestic intelligence as extremist. It's a label the party rejects as it's tapped into anger about immigration and some people's misgivings around sending weapons to Ukraine. Last night, the AfD's national leader, Alice Weidel, said her party could now no longer be ignored. But the complicated process of coalition building is likely to exclude the AfD because other parties won't work with it.
The BBC's Jessica Parker. Russian emergency officials have recovered all 22 bodies from a helicopter that crashed with tourists on board in Russia's Far East. News and analysis at townhall.com. Columbia University's anti-Semitism task force documents a hostile climate for Jewish and Israeli students on campus.
The report released Friday also recommends university-wide training and better reporting measures. The report comes days before the start of a new school year and in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that shook the Ivy League school in the spring. The task force heard from Jewish students who described being ostracized from student groups and subjected to harassment. The report also recommends broadening the definition of anti-Semitism and the ways it can manifest. Keith Peters reporting.
ESPN has gone off the air on a major carrier for the second straight year during the U.S. Open tennis tournament and in the midst of the first full weekend of college football. Disney Entertainment channels went dark on DirecTV last night after the two parties were unable to reach a new agreement on carrying programming. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. David's at the helm. It's Coors Labor Day, and what was the other one?
National Hummingbird Day, and also Blueberry Popsicles.
Blueberry popsicles.
I left the blueberry popsicles out.
I don't think I've ever had a blueberry popsicle.
Well, they're out there.
Yeah.
No. Well, you know what? You've been. Your parents denied you so many things.
No, because anyway, blackberries would have been the thing that you could go. Pick your blackberries.
We were going up to the Blackberry Festival yesterday, yes. But we got a little bit of a late start, and we figured by the time we got up there, just getting off the freeway to get into Mount Shasta, and that's where it was at, and then, you know, finding a parking place, and then being there, and then coming back, it would be...
I heard that they ran out of blackberry pie within the first hour.
Oh, I bet.
And they were selling them for $35 a piece.
You know, instead what we did, we went, we walked down the bridge and they had the, which we've never done with the dog, with Buford, and they had, Farmer's Market.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, it was beautiful. We kept our money, we went to, Brick House or, no, what's it called? Bridge House restaurant right
Branch.
There.
Branch House.
Thank you.
Hey, and they've got a killer.
BLT.
BLT. They put an egg on it, and it is a killer one.
It was really good.
It was, Linda and I, you know, split it, and it was enough for us. That's how big it is.
So lovely. And, by the time we went over to Mosaic, they said we have 25 minutes before you, and it was 25 minutes, and it looked like it was hardly any people in the crowd.
That's why you guys say so slim.
Oh, I don't know.
So.
Hey, it's currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be 92 today with overnight lows of 63. Tomorrow on Tuesday, it calls for 102. And Wednesday, 105. We get up Thursday to 108. Back down on Friday to 106. So there you go. We do have an excessive heat warning, I think. I saw that somewhere coming up here.
It's over 100. They start looking.
Yeah, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, where it's a veteran-owned business, always giving you veteran and senior discounts. Now, right now, we're sailing, But as we get going into the winter months, really check out your propane to make sure your propane tanks are full if you're using propane, because a lot of things do run on propane,
and you
want to get it done.
They have a device they put on your tank that tells them that when the tank gets low, so they can just automatically come out. Yeah,
super
locally
smart.
Owned, locally operated, like Linda said, veteran-owned business, and they're in their third generation there. Okay, we are here
with our one and only
James Masada.
Good
of Enjoy.
Has it been a while?
Yeah, it has been a while.
I don't
like a while
since I have seen.
Oh, that's right, because you were always on assignment.
I don't know.
Wink, wink.
It feels like the Mondays that you were here. Well, there was
She's been down in Sacramento a lot.
Yeah, my dad had surgery.
I obviously love when I show up and you guys are here.
Yeah.
But typically, most of the people that you have that fill in, which I have done, I didn't do that too
Thank
long ago.
You
very
Ted
much.
You
got
I had Ted. I adore Ted.
And you probably had fun. I could just see the two of you like.
Well, oh, you know, God.
The very next day, I invited him on another show. And he just came over and he sat with me for 2 hours.
That's so cool. That's
because
so
I was
great.
Like, this was great.
This is Ted.
Yeah, yeah. I love
this
that.
Is Ted. Ted can go anywhere and fit in. You can take him out on a hostage rescue mission, or you can take him in and dress him up in a tux.
Very interesting person.
He is. Mm-hmm. He's a very interesting person. And his wife is an angel.
Yes,
Lisa.
And as are you, James. So let's go into, we can talk about the magazine all we want, but let's go into what's happening in your life. And we're so glad that you have come here today because you represent a lot of entities, doing a lot of work that, you know, some people would think of you as the Enjoy Store. Okay,
sure.
So that's on hold. That's gone for a while, and we have the magazine. What else is going on?
So, you know, a lot of people know and don't know that I had been working on with different team members that have come and gone, but still, had the same kind of vision that I had. But then, you know, obviously there are lots of like-minded people and things where, you know, we kept seeing that we felt like that there was a need at a county level for representation of businesses and entities and other chambers in cities, all the smaller cities, the bedroom communities. So it's something that's been in the works for years. So it's not something that's like a surprise. It is a surprise for a lot of people just because they didn't know, but this has been a labor of love in determining how it would, you know, how it would work and all that stuff. But, recently we launched the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. And we also developed an entity that's part of it. It's its own entity LLC, but they are working together, and it's called Explore Shasta County, which is a tourism arm. And then on top of that, one thing that we wanted to add another layer on is we actually have a 501(c), a nonprofit portion of the Shasta County Chamber, because we're unique in that we are an LLC. So we are a for-profit chamber, which there are chambers like that, but there are not a lot of them, and a lot of them typically are nonprofits. We really had to think long and hard about that. One of the things that we really focused on was we wanted to kind of meet our members where they're at, and the majority of them are for-profit businesses, and so we wanted to be able to interface with them on that level. But we also know that there is a lot of work that needs to be done in the nonprofit world, and so we have a nonprofit as well. It's just the Shasta County Chamber nonprofit, and we're super excited to share that our CFO is Jim Wadley, the former airport manager, who, as many of you know, is a genius at contracts, at management, at grant writing.
Grant writing, that's
yeah. And so he
that's
is
a tough thing.
He is our official grant writer under our nonprofit, so we're going to be able to use him to find and write grants that we can then bless other businesses and entities within Shasta County, hopefully with funds that we can write under that. So anyway, we are our entity is really about rising tides lift all boats kind of a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
We are not here to interfere with your business, and I don't mean business, I'm talking about other chambers. We're here to really come alongside and uplift and do whatever we can. So, you know, if you have something that you guys do and that you guys do well and you're just trying to take it to the next level, how can we help you do that? Is that through marketing, advertising, social media, financing, whatever? That's the kind of thing that we're looking at. But really what we were trying to do is look at it from an entire county level. So really backing out, there's, you know, 3,800 square miles of Shasta County, and there's a lot out there that needs help. And because of proximity and our ruralness, sometimes it gets lost and doesn't get supported. And so that's what we're there to do. So we're super excited about that. We're over 150 members, just opening it up recently. We're getting ready to come online with the tourism portion of our business. So, the county put out an RFP for people to bid on, and we're really hoping that, you know, what we submit is good enough to to be granted that. And if not, we're still going to be able to move forward and work on things in our own fashion and own way. So, and then, you know, I have a lot of other things that we're kind of doing and working on that we're excited about that we can't quite yet talk about.
Oh, dear.
I know. But it's all good. It's all good, you know, so.
Big changes.
Yeah.
When you think about, you know, when you've had, it's like I ran into Che and Tanya the other night.
Yeah, lots of changes with people everywhere in Chester County.
Exactly. Friday night, I attended a wonderful concert. Carver Jones, talk about an entertainer. Oh, my God. He was, it was a blues night at the Axiom. And so Tanya and Che were there. And
well, there's consummate lesbians.
They're taking over the bar area.
Oh, are they?
So Tanya was working talking about she's now going to be managing and building.
She's quite a singer.
I have not ever heard her.
Yeah.
But I love
you
their.
You two could really do duet show.
Wasn't she in Rocky Horror?
Well, she's in their Rocky Horror Picture Show. But I'm talking about where they're doing their originals and they're doing their band.
So I guess he's going to be. He's going to be a main character this year.
Yeah, he was last year.
Was he last year too?
He lost like 30 pounds or something for it.
And, really?
Oh, yeah. He had the six pack.
He had
out
the stud bod. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
so he was the creation on the slab.
He was the creation.
He was creation on the slab. And on that note, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Just put that one in your mind.
Oh, wow.
On this Labor Day here on KCNR, we're going to be right back.
Yeah.
Yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the DeBot. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll for 2023-2024. And there's a reason. They are. Mm-hmm. They're the only full-service jewelry store in town, locally owned, locally operated, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can go in there and get the battery replaced in your watch. Walk in, walk out, 5 minutes.
Yeah. They were unable to get me a 50-carat diamond, though, so I was a little disappointed.
You didn't give them enough time because Leonard probably still has 50-carat diamonds somewhere around in the back there. Who knows?
I wanted something the size of a Volkswagen headlight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, you know, you're going to wear it like what, have it inserted in your forehead. Yes. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry. They are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is where we go for our jewelry. They made our wedding rings for us, so that tells you something. And their hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. And we're here with James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And, you know, one of the things you have in here is what I enjoy.
Yes.
And it's Bobby Milhouse, whom we met. What a dynamic guy he is. He is teaching dancing. But here it is. If you could only eat one type of cuisine for the rest of your life, what would it be? You know what he said?
What?
Fried calamari or chocolate chip cookies. I want both. He says, I want both.
He's got a lot of energy. In fact, I think he's choreographing a lot of the numbers for the upcoming Dancing with the Stars. And we're going to find out more about that because I think we're going to be meeting with Kimberly later this week. Like, what's going on with the new, connection and how they've come together.
So we are looking at the September 2024 issue. This is number 216 called Urban Rhythms. And you actually, I heard you say that earlier before I came on. So thank you. This is just a little bit, every month the magazine has a slight theme, right? And we do that partly because it's seasonal in some sense. It's also very helpful for our sales team to kind of know, that there's a theme that they can work with and stuff. But it's never throughout the entire publication. It's just kind of smattered through. And there's always something for everybody, hopefully.
This is an updated, the cover's an updated version of like the current time of Stranger Things. The only thing that's missing is a little Schwinn with a banana, you know, because I had one
and
of those.
We could have done that because I have one. I still have my original Schwinn from when I was a kid. Lived in Santa Barbara. Yeah, at the age of, 7, 8, 9, I have it. I still have it.
It has the big yellow banana seed with the little sissy bar.
They are the precursors to the ape hanger handlebars.
Yep. Love it. I had mine. I had a flowered seed on it, but.
So fun. So, as Carl was mentioning, we do have this section. Oh, that's so sweet. Buford just is sitting on my toes and licking my under the table.
Yeah, he's a handful.
What I enjoy on page 17, and like you said, Bobby Milhouse. Do you know how long Bobby's been in town? It's been a little while, but they came here from L.A. Mm-hmm. to get out of the rat race.
Right.
Raise their family in some, probably wanting something smaller that's more manageable and hopefully feels like home and neighborly and safe.
Right.
And basically he's stating that this is kind of what he feels that has happened since he's moved to Reading, is that they're in a really great place.
Right.
They have found friends, it's awesome. I just love it. I love, this section of the magazine that talks about what I love about, being here in Reading, Shasta County. I did think it was
you know, when I first looked at it, I thought, I wonder what he does. And then when he said dance, I thought, oh.
Yes, and he is quite the dancer.
I know.
And again, the choreographer. But on this article, it says, what's the most bizarre talent you have? Mm. Carl, you're going to want to hear this. I can iron clothes with the best of them. I'm talking no wrinkles, creased slacks, pristine lines. Have you heard this expression? Chef's kiss.
Mm-mm. I mean, I have heard it, but I didn't know it was... Is it something
it's part of, I guess, you know, when you...
It's a broader thing than just when you think chef's kiss is food.
Carl, have you heard chef's kiss when it comes to ironing?
No, the only thing I was really good at was I can iron.
I'm going to look it up.
I am not military,
you have to, right?
I ironed utilities for 32 years.
Yeah, but did you ever have a chef's kiss on your...
No, I have no idea
what that means.
We don't usually do that. Is that kind of like...
When I hear chef's kiss, I think of somebody, going like this...
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's perfect.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe that's what he said, and maybe he said that in the interview, and he went like that, okay.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, you were saying that he may be working on some stuff with Dancing in the Stars, right? Isn't that what you said before?
Yes, he just says something here. I was looking to see. Does he have anything to do with ironing? I will look it up because he's going to kill me. that's going to be something.
I think it's a universal. I think it probably came from food, but people use it now as a form of, like, perfection.
Oh, okay. Okay, there you go.
I think that's what I would
say. A gesture and expression that conveys approval or satisfaction.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Something delicious or exquisite is also what it means. So that's what it means.
So you can make a perfect hanger theme on your slacks.
And actually, it's not in quotation marks. It's in asterisks. Chef's kiss. So that must be it. Okay, well, thank you. We took 15 minutes for that, but hey.
Now you know.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's a perfect... I mean, sometimes you need things like that, and that will make your whole day, right?
Yeah,
learning
exactly.
A new word.
Exactly.
I do that all the time. I'll hear something, and I have to know what it is, and when I do, I feel very satisfied that I have something now in my vocabulary mm-hmm. that I might have not used, or I hear and just let it go, but don't really know the true meaning or how to implement it in my own conversation. And then I get hung up on it, and then I use it for, like, 3 months. And my wife's like... You're an obsessive freak.
I know. Well, you know, but it feels good when your brain expands.
Uh-huh.
This is what I love about travel.
Mm-hmm.
Or like what we did yesterday. We walked across the bridge, and it was great because it's the first time we took our dog and walked across. It was like something different, and it was wonderful to just to do. It only took 2 hours by the time we went down.
So did you do like the loop around?
No, we just walked across the bridge. Okay. We went down to the water underneath the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back, and then we went over to Mosaic. They had too long of a waiting. We were just hungry and walked back into the branch house, ordered, sat there with the dog, and enjoyed
that. And you ordered a BLT, which one is my favorite
fabulous.
In the whole world, but they added an egg.
They added an egg.
So guess what I'm doing today.
It's now in my brain.
I must have it.
It was fabulous. And then we had like lemonade, and we sat there and enjoyed. And then we just walked back. It was getting warm, as you know. But anyway,
that little cool spell we had really ruined me.
Oh my god!
Because it felt like a taste of fall.
Oh yes,
right? And I was like, we're almost there. Maybe it's going to be a little early, and I knew it wouldn't, but I was hoping. And now it's like.
Well, as long as it doesn't do that 112. You know, here I am. I've turned into a ready knight. I realize this. I mean, I've lived areas in my life when it's been 125 plus. I couldn't understand why people got upset because they had to wait 30 seconds, to get out onto a road. And now here I am, after 10 seconds, I'm waiting, cars come in and go, what's going on here? What's going on?
Oh, no, he obsesses about the green lights and the red lights, but his daughter does it, too. So I don't know if it's...
That they're not synced, you mean?
No, that he will say, you could have made that.
Oh.
And I'm just not in a hurry. I don't even want to have the red light and the green light.
I have actually made every green light one time.
Yeah.
Going down Placer and making the turn and going down Pine, and it's like a miracle.
Yeah.
Now, right down the street here on Shasta.
It was beautiful. When you turned the corner, you took, and your car was on two wheels.
It was. I did a slide.
His truck.
My truck slid across the road, but we made it. So, hey, Shasta College, 75 years.
Yes.
You know, this photo.
I am sorry, yeah. But this Shasta College really is a jewel.
They are such a, I agree with you
100%. I went there, you know, my twins graduated during the pandemic. So their first year and a half, almost 2 years of college was all remote. So, you mm-hmm. know, they'd never been out there, and I hadn't been out there since I went to college, and so much has changed, but now, both of my twins have decided to go back to school. One of them is just signed up for a 12-month course called mechatronics.
Uh-huh.
And my other boy is doing, you know, digital art and psychology and that. But he's really on campus a lot. And so I take him out there, and I'll pick him up because he doesn't drive. You know, he has autism, so, you know, but he's brilliant. And I walk the campus while he's in class, and I'm just blown away. There's so much right now construction and remodeling going on, but there's so much growth. There's buildings hidden everywhere that never were there. I found this place that I didn't even know exists. It's called The Grove, and it is like a little teeny micro redwood forest, and it's amazing. You walk into it, and immediately it's like you're on a whole other planet.
Wow.
You don't take your shoes off, and it's nice and cool.
We've had a long-term relationship with Shasta College.
We have them on once a month.
Yeah, in fact, next Monday they're on. And they always come in with a different facet of the college, a different, you know, group of people from nursing to – I think next Monday it's going to be in their skills, you know, the welding and the logging and all this coming
well,
in. I'm not sure, though.
So the mechatronics that my son's taking isn't something that actually they – what I like about them is that they're really – they're reaching out to courses and certifications and stuff that aren't necessarily something that they offer, but they now are offering such a big array of certifications, degrees, because they've really reached out and are partnering with so many other educational entities. So this mechatronics that he's doing is online. It's a 12-month course. It's a certification. They have one engineering professor out there that actually manages anybody that wants to take this course.
And I don't even know what it is.
So I didn't know either, but my son – so you guys all know Joe Minty. Is it break time?
Yeah. Yeah, it's break time.
Let's take a break, and then we'll pick it up
when
we get
back.
Okay,
all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I don't think they're open today, but they will be open tomorrow, so you give them a call at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment like I do. I've been going there for 17 years, never had a bad haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a barber shop. It's a veteran-owned business. Been around since 1960.
It's a barber shop like you used to see on old black and white TV.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the Mayberry of barbershops, I guess you could say. You know, it's man's last stronghold. This is a great place. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers right there. It used to be the old Subway.
Yep.
And before that, I'm not sure.
Yep.
Cypress Square Barbershop, it's a great place. Trust me.
We were talking about college.
College.
Yes, and those Emmetronics. What was this?
Mechatronics.
Mechatronics. Yeah. Mechatronics. Okay, go ahead, please.
So it is the practice of all things, I guess, that kind of bring electrical engineering and things together, from my understanding. So my son, you guys know Joe Comenti. He works for the building company that's doing the 3D homes. And we were like, this is really interesting. And I was telling my son, you know, you should get involved and learn, because I think there's a future for 3D builded homes, right? Since there's a housing crisis pretty much everywhere in the country. So anyway, I asked Joe, and they at one point, and I think they still are, but it's taken a while. They're developing an actual program for their company through Chico State University. So they will have a course in what they do. Which is super cool. So I asked, is the course done? He said, no. So he said, you know what, but Shasta College is offering a course called Mechatronics, and I really suggest your son go through it and totally get certified, because then it will allow him to possibly work in our apprenticeship program. And so it's a starting point, right? But he's learning everything. It's like all kinds of practices. Right now he's learning everything about OSHA and that kind of stuff. And then it will then, once he's got through that, then it goes into a little bit of welding, and then it goes into hydraulics, and then it goes into, so it's a really broad spectrum course for somebody that's kind of in between construction and engineering and electrical and, you know, all kind of like all the major trades.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
But again, it's not something that they have there physically. It's something that they do and have reached out with an organization, another company that's given them this opportunity, and then they have a professor on campus that he can go to and be a part of and all that stuff. So it's super cool. So my point was is that, you know, at 75 years celebrating, Shasta College has really come a long way. And if you go through the story, it's pretty intensive. It goes through many, many pages about all the things that they're doing. It says, Nigro says that while nothing, let's see, out of the 116
and Nigro is the president.
President,
out there,
yeah.
And just took over in June from Joe Weiss.
Okay.
Who had done just a spectacular job while he was there.
Yeah. So there's 116 community colleges in California, and Shasta Community College is, in the top 10 for degrees, as far as being
able the number to, of degrees,
the number
offered.
Of degrees,
yeah.
But so. It's just a lovely, lovely campus. I mean, if you walk it, it's amazing. And unbeknownst to me until recently, and I've now frequented every day for the last 2 weeks with my son, they have a Starbucks on campus.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of feel like
I lost out to Starbucks. I was going to have it Carl's Coffee.
Carl's Coffee.
Yeah. All right. Well, no, I mean.
And I'm like, okay. Wow, a Starbucks. Yeah. You have your own Starbucks?
Yeah.
And it's busy as heck.
Yeah. Well, one picture that you have, two-page, actually, photo spread, but it's one of the most beautiful pictures because I do love quilts.
Oh,
and you've
yeah.
got, whoever thought about hanging quilts across the Sundial Bridge and do an aerial view of this.
Isn't that cool?
Is the Quilters Sew Society of Reading, and we do have an active, huge quilting society
so
here.
So quilting, if you look into it, especially now that we've been in the whole thing with chamber and tourism, if you can imagine, quilting is a huge, huge thing, I mean, all over the world. I mean, it in some communities is a foundation for huge tourism.
Right.
I mean, people travel all over the country to go to these quilting fairs and do stuff. It's pretty mind-blowing the amount of economics that quilting actually generates.
And no, we don't really think about
you
that.
You don't.
I did years ago at interview the Quilting Society was doing an event. And there was a guy, and it just kind of like shocked me a little bit, because you always think about women sitting around the circle. Well, my Mormon friends used to have where they would have, I don't know, there's a name for it. It would go on the ceiling, was there, and they'd pull it down when they would have their quilting circles, and then they would work on the quilt and then put it back up on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, so it's up there for storage, like it's out of the way.
It's out of the way.
Yeah.
So,
smart.
Yeah, so that was kind of an interesting thing. But this guy came on, and I was just like, it was a dude like Carl.
Yeah.
It was like, he said that he somehow got some kind of machine that worked for, harder materials to sew through. And in
leather.
And in doing so, he felt that he loved the craftsmanship of it, and he became a quilter through this. So that was pretty fascinating.
Now, if you want an idea
quilting
for a quilt, here's what I did. Found a young lady that wanted a quilt. I had dozens of motorcycle T-shirts, from different places. I gave them to her. She cut them up. And so I have a quilt made up of dozens of motorcycle event rallies from all, you pick up shirts from different places and all this. And she made a quilt for me.
Yeah.
And that will eventually go down to the kids.
Yeah, because at some point, right, things that you have, you reached a certain time or age where it's like they're your memories and you don't want to get rid of them, but you're also like, I don't have the room. I don't want to be responsible for them anymore, right, or whatever, but you don't really want to get rid of them. I love when somebody can take those items and give them to somebody else and they'll take them and turn them into something that's usable but new, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, totally perfect example of that stuff. And that's really what quilting, in my opinion, is. I mean, it's been around forever. I mean, people have been making quilts since the beginning of time. But at some point, it becomes very artistic based, right? And so,
well, when you look at these
patterns, and then the materials that they use or choose to use, or then
exactly,
they don't.
Exactly, exactly.
A pair of blue jeans, like times 10 that you got at the thrift stores now, this incredible denim quilt, you know?
Oh, yeah. So Frank Rose's wife is just real talented, and so they just reached out recently, or I reached out to them and said, just make me something Christmassy. I would love to have, you know, something like that. But I found my first love of quilts, really not even understanding what it was, when I was in Amish territory.
Yeah.
And, you know, going into Amish territory in the 80s, I didn't even know, you know, what I was getting into. But you went upstairs, of course, they have no electricity. So daytime, you go upstairs, and the lady of the house would then pull back. There must have been 15 or 20 quilts on a bed. Pull back what you wanted. I still have it today, and I got it in the 80s. That is a, I don't even know what kind of quilt it is, except for it's several different fabrics and squares. Mm-hmm. There's probably a name for it.
Is it soft? Is it like the soft cotton?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it thick or heavy?
No, it would be like, the heaviness of a quilt, but it would have different fabrics.
Sure.
Which means nothing to me except for it's a quilted, square quilted, little tiny quilt, fabrics. So anyway, that was fabulous. And then my grandmother was a quilter, one of my grandmothers, my step-grandmother. And so, so there's about two or three quilts in my house right now. But when you look at this, they have a story behind them. They're historic. Many of quilts are being passed down like a china, but the quilts would be more valuable and not break and have this great comfort.
So, yeah, so what you were referring to is on page 56 and 57, and it's an aerial photo of the Sundial Bridge from a distance, and the Quilting Society has lined the entire railway or, handrail from one side of the bridge all the way to the other, back-to-back-to-back quilts. And, I mean, it's just, it's fantastic. It really is. And then you can turn the page, and there's a little closer-up one where you can actually see the quilters holding their hands up and stuff and cheering. It gives you a little bit picture of some of the quilts. But even look at that picture. Look at the diversity in the quilt patterns, you know, from very, very simple to just, wow, like, you know. How does the mind's eye?
So we have to take a break. When we come back, you've got something in here about Aetna, but there was also in one of your former articles you were talking about Aetna. Isn't that the place that they do the gin?
Yeah, so Aetna, so
we were going to go there. We were looking about, we need to go someplace. So you have to tell us about Aetna. That's in the next article coming up with a place that's been obviously refurbished as a B&B?
Is that the newly
renovated called Bluebird Inn?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was in Aetna.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Help us sound, put your name at the top of the
hill. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow, O2 Staffing joins us. We're going to ask them a bunch of questions. I mean, they are the experts in workers' comp, violence in the workplace, all of these things. And Jennifer Cram comes in and gives us, they had a class, a free class for people on all businesses. Almost any size have
Buford,
to have a...
Buford has his back leg halfway down his throat. It is the funny.
You know, yesterday during the LSU USC game, it showed the commentators. And in the commentators, and a dog was laying in there with them. And the dog is the director of Studio Happiness. Yeah. So that's... And Buford's just got his...
He's literally doing his nails. But at some point, he's like, how far can this back leg go down my throat?
He's trying to stuff his... incredibly goofy.
I'm sorry,
dog.
I am totally in love with him.
And he does these weird things, and it's like he just does them, and then he's watching us when he does them to see if he gets some kind of reaction.
He's so smart. He really is.
Anyway, okay.
When we left, we were getting ready to talk about newly refurbished, the Bluebird Inn honors the legacy of the historic, Alderbrook Manor in Etna. So this is a place, obviously, in Etna, which there's so many places in Etna now, and what an upcoming little village up in Scott Valley area, and there's so much going on. We've done tons of stories on this region because there's just so much stuff that's flourishing, right? Amongst obviously this new renovation for some place to stay. But we were talking at the break, how many things that are going on. You know, they have the brewery, the distillery, the bakery. We were talking about you were talking about burgers. Now they make an incredible burger, so make no mistake. So, we actually, and I think maybe it stuck in your head.
Yes.
There was a picture of the burger at the brewery, that we took a picture of and did a story on not too long ago.
That's,
and it was one of those pictures where you just looked at it and it like haunts you in the back of your head because you want it and want one. But also at the break, we were talking about how, Five Marys is up there and they're a family owned business that's just incredibly exploded. And I suggest if you haven't, you guys should go and look at it online, or you can go to social media and follow them. They're a pretty profound, family. And they're called Five Marys because I believe all the children, the girls, all have a middle name. They all share a middle name, Mary. And so, like, his mother, daughters, all these, you know. And they relocated up there from the Bay Area at some point quite a little while ago now. It's been years, but...
Well, you can ranch raised meat.
Yes, so they have taken off and just exploded as an organization. Hugely followed on social media, they're mega stars. They have an outdoor eating area that you can go to. They have women's retreats where they get hundreds of women that come up there, and they have these really great educational programs on how to run and operate businesses. And I mean, it's pretty major. It's a pretty very impressive. My wife follows them, and she shares with me all the time the things that they have going on.
They're all young ladies.
Yeah, here. Totally
ages, I guess. Yeah.
Totally family, right? So it's like it's mom, dad. I mean, there might be even sisters and brothers that have relocated there. But then, they're kids, and they produce beef. I believe they also have. I'm almost certain they implemented and engineered and designed and built the first meat packing or meat processing facility in the United States, like in the last 70 years.
Oh wow, that's big stuff.
So it's a totally humane kind of way of processing beef, but it meets all the
the USDA.
Yes, USDA, and which is next to impossible.
And ranchers are getting killed because there's three or four major processing facilities, and three of them are owned by foreign interest. And ranchers and farmers are trying to get together and build these things so that they can actually get a fair return on their on their beef.
Right, right. And also, I feel like sometimes you hear all these things, I don't know, over a last while where you're finding all these facilities going up in smoke all over the country, and you're kind of like, why are beef and chicken processing plants burning down all of a sudden? I mean, you never heard of that ever in my life, and then all of a sudden in these last, since COVID, it's like, what's going on? Conspiracy theory, maybe, I don't know, but I'm just like, you read it and you're like, what's happening? Why are all these processing plants burning?
chicken processing plant, and then that one explosion down in Texas killed 80,000.
Oh. Yeah,
80,000 cattle.
I know.
I mean, it wasn't 8,000; it was like 80,000.
Yeah, no, I know.
And it
looked like
a
wasteland.
It said it was a methane because they're collecting all the manure, and they're putting into this methane plant that could provide electricity.
Yeah, and they do, and they're amazing.
They do, and they are. We have a big business here in town, and I don't think that was associated with it at all.
We do, actually. We've done a story on
that,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, and these guys have done great work, expanded their business, and, I guess they've had chicken processing plants, and then you get the bird flu rolls through there. And, you're paying 147% more for eggs now than you did 3 years ago. That just tells you something.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Fortunately, I am not, but most people are, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your magazine, of course,
get my own eggs from my own chickens.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You still have chickens downtown?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that you guys did.
I have 300 in my backyard. I'm just joking.
You can only have four or five.
Yeah.
And no roosters.
I had a rooster for a while, because it was a free gift when I bought my chicks. I didn't know it was a rooster. But then it was a rooster, and then he was so handsome, I couldn't get rid of him. And I thought, okay, well, until my neighbors complain or something, okay. Right? And then all of a sudden when he matured at a certain point, and I, you know, my chickens will let me pet them and they follow right. me everywhere in the yard because I know food. He one day just decided to completely attack me.
Uh-huh.
Like over and over again and puncture like these huge holes in my legs with those claw
spurs.
Things.
Yes. On the spurs. Back. Spurs. Called spurs.
And I let him do, and I had to go in and clean him and bandage, and I came back out and I looked at him and I said, one more time and that's it for you. And sure enough, I was gardening, bent over, and he attacked me from behind, and that was it.
Okay.
We have no rooster anymore.
That's what happened to
but
my mom.
But you did have a great chicken dinner that weekend.
It was like, okay.
You had your chance.
Wonderful articles. You know, I always just learn so much here. And, you know, you've got, again, Oregon Cabaret Theater, Alithia Park.
Yeah, so this time, you know,
Ashland, just some
great
stuff.
So, you know, the magazine quite often is sharing about things that are within the region
right.
or area. And you know, let's face it, it is another state, Oregon, but
yeah,
but it is almost regional because it's not that far, you know. It's
yeah.
like going to the coast or doing something like that. So.
There's so many things to do around here.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing we don't have, and we got to run, is we don't have an equestrian availability. We do not have programs for equestrians that could come in from different places, come in, bring your horses, go on these beautiful rides, and stay right here in Reading. So I think something needs to be done about
that.
So
here's the thing. Reach out to us.
I will. I will.
Let's work together.
We have to run. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be about 98 today. And